Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave, they spent an awful lot of capital. Hugh and I talked about it in the offseason on that offensive line. And now, of course, we might be dealing with an injury to Chris Lindstrom. We'll find more about that today. Trying to make that, a comfortable place for Matt Ryan to work, and he was just under assault again. I'm not trying to say that, when you airmail Julio on a wide-open touchdown, when you throw a pass the way he did in the back of the end zone that gets picked off that kills a drive, I'm not saying that he doesn't shoulder some of the blame, but, boy, he was just – it seemed like he had no room to work.
Yeah, I thought he was under pressure a good bit of the time, John. I think that that's an overstate or a misstatement on – airmailing Julio on a touchdown. On the play, Ryan scrambles up. Julio stops on the route. Ryan thought Julio was going to continue to run, and Julio shut it down and was going to come back to his quarterback, and yeah, so Ryan lets it go.
Yep.
And so that's just a scramble play where quarterback and receiver weren't seeing the same thing or weren't thinking the same thing in a scramble scenario. So
gotcha.
I'm not sure that's fair to say. But anyway, he was under pressure. I would agree with you, John. Coach Zimmer's a very good defensive coach. He'll tell you, the guy knows his stuff, and he had a good game plan put together to get after the quarterback. This is a team that Atlanta has struggled with in the past. This is four straight games Atlanta's lost to the Minnesota Vikings. They came into Mercedes-Benz in 2017 and limited Atlanta to 1-for-10 on third down. This is a nut that Atlanta's going to have to find a way to crack. And as it turns out, your next opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, is another one. These are two teams you're opening the season with that you've had a struggle with over the years, not just this season or last season, but Minnesota and Philly have been a thorn in Atlanta's side for a number of years now. So another tough one coming up this weekend.
So, Dave, talk us off the ledge, man, and make the Falcons fans feel better about this football team, because, on my timeline, and I'm pretty sure on yours, there's a lot of negativity pointed towards the Falcons, but it's not as bad as it looked yesterday.
No, I would say I'd go back to what I said initially. You gave up 265 yards of offense to the Vikings. Their quarterback completed 8 passes, only threw 10 balls. Now, they were able to run it some. I think you could fix the run game. You and I talked about setting a better edge or being more physical at the edge. And, in fact, if you look in the second half, I think Atlanta gave up somewhere between 45 and 50 yards rushing in the second half total. They really tightened their belt in the run game and limited what Dalvin Cook was able to do. He got the bulk of his yardage in the first half. So now, does that make you feel better? Yeah, I think it makes you feel a little bit better that you're able to limit what the run game looked like, and can you do something against the run game if you are having some tough times against us, which I thought they did in the second half. Offensively, it's a scenario where you're going to have to figure out what's going on up front, first of all, with Chris Lindstrom. I thought that the play-action game in the second half was outstanding. You saw Ryan be able to get the ball to Ridley, to Sanu. Jones was certainly a focal point of what they were doing defensively from a coverage standpoint. He had two guys shadowing in almost the entire game. So he did kind of what you expect him to do in those scenarios, is to pull people out of coverage so Ryan could get it to someone else. Hooper was outstanding in the game, did an outstanding job of finding open spots and getting open for Matt Ryan. Now you got to find a way to finish drives. But, yeah, there's a lot there that's solid. They just got to clean up the errors. 9 penalties, again, more penalties. We saw that in the preseason. Got to get that fixed. Got to take care of the football, man. You're not going to win any games if you turn the ball over.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Parts.